Everyone has their place, and your place is that of a pathetic sissy. Genetically a male, I imagine. What you refer to as a penis doesn't really do very much for that cause, does it? But you long for purpose, to serve and please someone much greater than you. I'll give you purpose, direction, and pity. This week we are talking about humiliation, and today we're going to start with pathetic, sissy humiliation. I imagine you kneeling in your pink panties stained with your sissy juice. Once again, you have disappointed me. You see my boots and you hear their click, click as I walk around you, kneeling on the hardwood floor. You should be humiliated, sissy, after all that I've done for you. Didn't I keep you near after I found out you had such a small penis? You're sporting a 3-inch cock there, aren't you, stud? What other women would do that? None. That's how many. And now? Now you can't even hold your cum long enough to entertain and please me. In addition to having a small penis, you have a sissy secret, don't you? Your secret is your sissy clit gets excited and wants to squirt all over pretty women's panties and bras. Of course, you want to dress and feel oh so femme, but it's the delicate fabrics, how they feel, how they look. No, no sucking cock for this sissy. Hell, you're even fine not even getting pussy, aren't you? All you really want, all you really need, is a soft laced bra of good quality and a pair of soft satin panties with the scalloped lace trim that matches the bra. You gaze at the soft cups and the lace, and you can feel that 3-inch penis grow. You fantasize about this lace or that, with your cock throbbing. Your thoughts at orgasm are of fringed lace and soft satin, not of a man, nor of a woman. Just that beautiful fabric. And that's your secret, isn't it? You'll always be a pathetic sissy. Are you feeling like a pathetic sissy? I would love to hear about it. Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.